anything is possible. Literally anything. You have at your disposal every single thing you need to be a billionaire. There are people that are doing that kind of revenue and that kind of money. What's the difference? Well, they're thinking differently or they're doing something different. They're either using their time differently or they're believing something different about their time than you are. The point of life and the point of the game is to situate yourself so that just the passage of time enriches your life, enriches your marriages, enriches your bank accounts. The point of the game is that 10 years from now, you're playing at a higher level and you are enjoying it more than you were enjoying it in 2023.
What if you could build a business in the modern world as big or as small as you want without having to compromise the things that were the most important to you in the very beginning? This is the Wealthy Consultant Talks podcast with Taylor Welch and Mike Walker, as they share with you today their learning lessons from stories in their experiences over the past 10 to 15 years and share with you right here, right now. Let's get into it.
Anything is possible. And when I say anything, I mean anything, anything, literally anything. You have at your disposal every single thing you need to be a billionaire, to be a multi-billionaire, to be a deca-billionaire. You have everything at your disposal that you need to control the whims and the markets and the influential moments of tens and hundreds of millions of people. Anything is possible. If you would like to build a business and sell it for $1 billion, you can do that. If you would like to build a business and sell it for $100 million, you can do that. If you would like to pay yourself $1 million a week, you can do that. Anything is possible. And here's the problem. When we hear these things, we're like, oh my God, that seems crazy, right? You might live. How many of you would like to pay yourself $1 million a day? Just let me see. Comments, show of hands, however you want to do it. $1 million a day is $365 million a year of income. Look, here's the thing. There are people that pay themselves that. There are people that are doing that kind of income. There are people that are doing that kind of revenue and that kind of money. What's the difference? Well, they're thinking differently or they're doing something different. They're either using their time differently or they're believing something different about their time than you are. That's the only possible solution to this problem. There's a set amount of time in each and every day that we get access to, and we tend to underestimate what we can do over a 10-year, 20-year, 30-year stretch, and we completely overestimate what we can do in 5 minutes. The reality is that if you ever feel like you cannot do or be anything, it's because of one of two reasons. I'm going to give these two reasons to you right now. And then I want to circle back to something that I see in the comments that I want to address, which is the idea of false dichotomies. Anytime I don't believe that anything is possible, it means that either my inputs are off, okay? So I don't have enough exposure or proximity to what's possible. I used to have a friend who would find out what other people were doing, and this was many years ago, so he wasn't making that much money. And he would hear something, and I remember specifically one time he called me and he said, yeah, this person said they're doing $1 million a month. I said, that's amazing. He said, there's no way. There's no way. I don't think that they are. I think they're just marketing. I was like, wow, that's interesting. And I noticed this in his life over and over. It would be like a cynical bend. You know what I'm saying? Like people who are always, how many of you know somebody that if somebody's doing something better than they are, they just choose not to believe it. Like, no, but I don't think so. It's not possible. You're lying. And what this becomes is it becomes a layer of cynicism that is like a lens, like glasses that they view the world through. And when you look at this person's life, he's had ample opportunity to grow, but every single time he just caps himself. So it's not just the exposure to what's possible through other people. It's the level of proximity without the judgment. So you have to have the exposure and the proximity to what other people are doing. And you have to ask the question, how can that be possible for me? rather than looking at why it's not possible or why they're lying. So when I say that my inputs are off, know that I also am including a caveat in this, that when you are around other people who are doing big things, that are doing crazy things or moving the world forward, you have to be open to the idea that they're not any better than you are. They're not more special than you are. They're only either thinking differently or believing differently, or they're using their time differently. Got it? Make sense? We're still on number two. Anything is possible. And whenever I feel like I don't believe these things, it either means that my inputs are off. And so I noticed this heading into the break because I wasn't reading the way I was normal for me. I was kind of I was tired, you know, I wasn't really consuming the same information that I was used to. And so when you don't consume the right inputs, and that's why I think Arena is such a fanatical, I'm fanatical about this product. I'm fanatical about what this thing can do for other people, is because I am literally helping expose you to people that are insane on a level that if very few people are. But the second reason that you can find yourself in belief issues is when you are exhausted. And I don't mean exhausted just physically. I mean exhausted from an emotional standpoint. You're emotionally exhausted. You're mentally fatigued. In fact, my new book is coming out in a couple of weeks. And if you were able to get the pre-release copy, the pre-sell, we sold out of it, turned it off, and we've actually made some adjustments to it since then. So what I'm saying is you should buy it again because it's a little bit different now than it was when you bought it. But the core story at the beginning, what you'll notice is I opened the book by sharing one of the most exhausting seasons in my life where I was mentally depleted, emotionally depleted, physically fatigued. I feel like my relationships had been strained on every level, on all of the six categories of wealth. I was scraping the bottom. And then when I talked about this in the book, where it was like, when you are tired, everything is a crisis. You're fatigued out. You can't see opportunity. You can't think straight. By the way, the people are asking for the link to the book. Just go to wealthyconsultant.com/party. You can register for the pre-release. But I was so tired in this season, I couldn't see straight. And when you can't see straight, you can't make great decisions. And so it's so important for you. And this is what I learned through sabbaticals. When I'm exhausted, make no decisions, turn all of the communication things off and just take a break. The only way to grow your faith is to use it. You can substitute faith with whatever you want. Let me ask you a question. How many of you listen to like the series on Abraham Lincoln, and you go, dude, that guy has so much resilience. I would love to be as resilient as Lincoln was. Or how many of you listen to the Churchill series and you're like, dude, the ability to just not get tired. Talk about perseverance through trying times. Churchill had the ability, as you know, because he went through the series, to just make quality decisions over and over and over. Or how many of you would like to, maybe you've battled sickness, or you know somebody in your family who's battled sickness, like Theodore Roosevelt, and would like to just have the ability to just decide, no, I'm not going to be sick anymore. You know, like Theodore Roosevelt's doctor is like, you should choose a chill lifestyle. And Roosevelt literally goes like, yeah, how about no? I would never do that. This is the ability to just decide, like, I'm not going to be taken out by this. Surprise, surprise. The way that you learn to overcome sickness is by being sick. And the way that you learn to develop resilience is through the near-death experience of almost being taken out of the game. The way that you develop faith is by having situations that are so big, nothing can fix it except for your faith. You know what my problem is in my life? I've always been such an intellectual. And I love to read and put things together. I can learn anything. I'm getting my insurance license right now because it's fun. And I've written two books in the last 2 months, and I am in love with learning. I just love to learn. And there are situations in my life right now that are beyond my intellect. They're too big for my intellect to solve. I don't know how to deal with them. Math won't fix it. Relationships can't fix it for me. And I've got to say, one of the biggest aha moments of my life is that moment when you realize, I'm going to go deep for just a second, if that's okay. That moment when you realize that no matter what anyone does to you, they cannot kill you. And when you realize that, everything is game over. Everything else is off the table. Nothing else matters. That's when the fight changes. And the only way you can get there is to get to the place where you are actually near that point where it could go either way. So the only way to grow your faith, the only way to build your perseverance, the only way to grow your resilience, the only way to get yourself into a position where your muscles are growing and your life is advancing and you are becoming someone bigger than you were is to have it required of you. It's like Ben Hardy talks about. We've done a series on this in the past. Here we go. Here's the next one. The right trajectory, direction, we're talking about direction. The right trajectory with the wrong speed is just as damaging as the right speed, but the wrong trajectory. So here's the thing. Achievement and success is twofold. It's about making sure that you are moving in the right direction, and it's making sure that you're moving at an optimal pace. How many of you have heard of Culture Index? Culture Index is a phenomenal tool. It's like a Myers-Briggs or a DISC or an Enneagram, but it specifically measures people on four key areas as it relates to the workplace. And one of the ratings is pace. And so my pace, and the rating system is a bit subjective, but I'm an extremely fast-paced person. And so one of my biggest issues in life in general is that nothing is ever fast enough. It's never moving quick enough. And I'm always disgruntled or dissatisfied with the timelines. You know what I mean? Everybody on here is probably the same because you're driven and entrepreneurial. So Brooke, I'm an enterpriser, which has some areas where I need to get more clear on. But when you get into a situation where you get a vision and you get something that you are excited about and you are getting something that you are motivated by, one of the number one areas you have to make sure you prioritize is the sustainability and the durability of what you're doing. We're going to talk about this in just a little bit because it's part of another lesson. But I have a question for you to ask yourself in this proper moment. It's Monday morning, 10:55 Central Standard Time, July 10th, 2023. Can you do what you're doing right now in this season of your life? Can you do it forever? Yes or no? And this is where it gets real. Because the point of life and the point of the game and the point of business is to situate yourself so that just the passage of time enriches your life, enriches your marriages, enriches your bank accounts. And so it's important for you to pay attention to your impulses here. And if your default response is, no, I cannot do this forever, your temptation is going to be transaction. Transactional thinking, transactional tactics, rather than the ability to say, I am doing this for the love of the game. I can do this forever. The point of the game is to self-perpetuate the game. The point of the game is not to win, it's to keep playing. The point of the game is that 10 years from now, you're playing at a higher level and you are enjoying it more than you were enjoying it in 2023. And if your impulses are to hide or disappear or slow down or kind of go away, you need to listen to that. And it would be better for you to go back to the ground floor and re-engineer your vision so that you can do it forever.